I'd first like to thank the Tree County Republican Party for hosting this and allowing us candidates to get up here and speak. My name is Mike Sandbrink, and I'm running for sheriff of Tree County. I'd like to give you a little background on myself. My experience, along with the platform, to begin with transparency, leadership, and honesty back to Tree County. I've got 6 years in the military, all here at Fort Campbell. I've got 27 total years in law enforcement, 8 of those as a canine, a lot of years as criminal interdiction, drug recognition expert, and 14 years as an accident reconstructionist. In the last 5 years, I've served in a command staff position. 2 of those years were in the Tree County Sheriff's Office as the chief deputy. The last 3 years was in the Christian County Jail, where I supervise over 60 deputies, and I oversee and help oversee a $9 million budget in one of the largest facilities in this state. I want to be absolutely clear on one thing. If elected, I will not tolerate or turn a blind eye to misconduct or unethical behavior among the department. I will not ignore, I will not cover up, and I will not excuse it, ever. Accountability starts at the top, and that includes me. I'm running for sheriff because this community deserves experienced, honest leadership, and that's leadership that puts integrity, transparency, and public trust at the top of its priorities. 2 of my main objectives, if elected, would be a mandatory body cams for all, including myself, and increased mental health awareness. Body cams give transparency, accountability, and safety to not only deputies, but the public. I think we can all agree that body camera footage protects the truth in every situation. I want to address the need for further education on mental health and calls for service. We have a lot of veterans that we have welcomed into this community, some that have PTSD. When calls for service arise, I want to ensure our deputies have all the tools they need to de-escalate and avoid situations that have happened here in the past. These are just 2 of the concerns I would like to address, but I have more information on my platform, and I welcome anybody to visit my Sandbrink for Sheriff Facebook page, and feel free to ask any questions. I will answer to anybody. I would like you to leave you with something that kind of stuck with me. Not all calls for service lead to cuffs, but every call should lead to accountability. Thank you for your time, and I'd appreciate your vote as the next Tree County Sheriff.
In general, what do you see as Tree County's biggest need?
First and foremost, the thing that comes to my mind is to retain the deputies that we have. You've got to retain good deputies. That's not been the history with the Sheriff's Department here. 24/7 coverage. I agree, we do have to have 24/7 coverage.
With skill, knowledge, experience do you possess that makes you the best candidate?
I now have many years of leadership. Like I said, 5 in the command staff. I've attended several FBI leader classes. And, you know, it takes quite a bit to manage a staff of over 60 deputies. And, you know, at some any point in time in Christian County, we can have 800 inmates there. And I'm also a mentor in PCIS.
When elected, what would your primary focus and goal be?
Again, I want to go back to body cams. That is a very important thing to me. It's one thing that as a chief deputy when I was there, I made it mandatory for everybody except one that I could make wear it. But that is a very important thing to me to include myself. I will always wear one. There's got to be we got to bridge that gap between the Sheriff's Department and the community. You know, and that's what I keep hearing, and that's one of the biggest things that people come and talk to me about now, today.